We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jetta Camera and John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Of course, the Eagles and the Cowboys gearing up for the big matchup Monday night. First place on the line and big D. And we're certainly gearing up ourselves. And as we do so, let's talk to a player who played in this game many, many times. He was a standout cornerback for the Eagles for 9 seasons, a Pro Bowler with the Eagles, part of a great era of Eagles football. He would personally shut down Michael Irvin, which was absolutely remarkable. And he's right now doing some great work partnering with Gen Youth to honor sports coaches and PE teachers all across America. He's a fan favorite, and we're happy to join him on the show. Have him join us on the show, Mr. Bobby Taylor. How you doing, Bobby?
Dallas week, baby. Thanks for having me. How you guys doing?
Doing great, Bobby.
Bobby, we're good,
great
man.
Great to hear your voice, man.
We're getting fired up. John's, you know, you and John back in 03, teammates on a really good 03 Eagles team, of course. For that 1 year,
yeah.
Bobby, let's cover. We got a lot to hit here with you today. And let's start with what you're doing here with Gen Youth. This is a really cool initiative. The NFL Flag in Schools program launching NFL Flags in School Coach of the Year Award to honor either a coach or a PE teacher across America. And people listening can nominate, you know, one of their favorites present day, back in the day. Tell people about what you're doing and how this initiative works.
Yeah, so I'm partnering with Gen Youth and NFL Flag. And so, you know, coaches have been a big part of my life. They've impacted me so many ways. I still stay in contact with a lot of my high school coaches to this day. And if you know a PE coach, a PE teacher, just go to flag.genyouthnow.org. Nominations are open until October 13th. And, you know, nominate someone that you feel like has played a special part in your life. You know, a lot of times these individuals, whether it be a man or a woman, you know, they go unsung. And so, you know, I've had a lot of, like I said, coaches that have, you know, been a special part of my life that I still call when I need advice to this day. I try to visit them as much as possible when I'm back in that area where I went to high school. And so, you know, this is just something, a partnership with Gen Youth and NFL Flag that we want to give PE teachers and coaches their flowers while they're here. And you know, you can nominate as many people as you want. You don't have to be an athlete to nominate. I'm pretty sure there are people that are leaders in their business fields that have had PE coaches. That have been, you know, instrumental in their lives.
Yeah.
Nominate them so we can recognize them.
Wonderful stuff. And again, that website, flag.genyouthnow.org. And definitely nominate someone, for everyone listening, from your life who's helped you along the way as a coach or a PE teacher. Bobby, how's life? We'll talk about the Eagles in a second, but in retirement now for some time, how's life going for you?
Yeah, you know, life is good. You know, I'm working as a consultant right now for the NFL. I do a lot of work with Troy up at, you know, with the football operations department. I'm on one of their youth and high school boards. So, you know, I'm living back in Texas, so I'm right in the belly of the beast of some of the best high school and youth football in the country. So all of this is in my wheel space. My wheelhouse, and I'm just having a good time just trying to share some of my experiences to help, you know, a lot of these kids as they come up.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's phenomenal. Bobby, let's talk about the present-day Eagles. This team, I know you've been watching them. This defense, you think it's a legit defensive squad that can be above average throughout the season?
Oh, yeah, I think so. I think those guys can be above average and, you know, some of the leaders across the league this year. you know, as you know, it starts, you know, with the guys up front. And I think led by Fletcher Cox and, you know, some of the guys that we brought in from a free agent standpoint, I mean, I think those guys can, you know, help lead this team. They have to. For the Eagles to be successful, they're going to have to be, you know, right up there with being elite. And so, you know, I'm just looking forward. I'm supporting those guys 100%. Like I said when I came, you know, you guys intro me, this is Dallas week. You know, it's very definitely very special to me being from Texas, growing up in Texas. You know, majority of my family continued to be Cowboys fans, even though I was in the NFL.
Oh,
that's how
no.
deep. That's how deep it runs. Yeah. You know? And so I didn't know that initially when I first got in the league. And so I wish I would have known that initially. I could have saved some money in buying tickets when I would come back to Texas. But I found out, you know, soon enough.
Hey, Bobby, it's been a long time, man. And I am positive I've never told you this. You were the hardest cornerback to block that I ever played against or with. I mean, I was glad to be with you for that 1 year. But then I had to block you in practice. And you I'm telling you, Joe, Bobby does not hit like a cornerback. Bobby hits like a truck. And were you always a cornerback? Did you play other positions?
You know what, John? Well, first of all, thank you for the compliment, and I enjoyed – you know, the time that we spent. I always thought you were like one of the – just listen to your voice. Listen to John's voice. He's just so cool, like one of the coolest guys that I ever came in contact with playing. And, you know, we need more of you in the league to this day. We need more fullbacks in the league.
Yeah,
I kind of miss some of that fullback, but – I mean, some of that type of football. But
yeah.
To answer your question, I started off as a safety.
Yeah.
I was recruited highly as a safety. Coach Holt brought me to Notre Dame as a safety. And one day after my freshman year in the spring, he was like, hey, Bobby, we want to try you at corner. And I never played safety again in my life.
Yeah.
And so I use that testimony for a lot of players that get switched around. Sometimes it can be a blessing in disguise. And I think that was my blessing in disguise. And, you know, I just tried to do what I could to help our team and defense be successful the time I was there in Philly. Really enjoyed it, too. That was
Bobby,
a great place to be.
Bobby, how did you shut down Michael Irvin so early in your career? I was amazed by that. You were a second-round pick. I was psyched when the Eagles got you. They had a great team in Dallas, and he was a great player. And you would really do an amazing job as a rookie. How'd you do that?
You know what? I think it's really simple, and not to disrespect how great Michael was. I mean, we all know he's a Hall of Fame player, yeah. Multiple Super Bowl winner, but – you know, I was a big guy. He was a big guy. I had a basketball background, so it was easier for me to cover. If I had to choose a lineup of guys that I wanted to cover, and, you know, Mike was one of the guys, and maybe it was a 5'10 or 5'9 guy, I would choose the bigger guy just because I was a bigger guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the saying, big on big, and, you know, I felt like from a footwork standpoint with some of the other sports that I played, it helped me out as being a, you know, a pretty good cornerback.
Why aren't more cornerbacks tough, like you, for example? I mean, like, there's that general, like, I don't know, Showtime-type mentality with a lot of cornerbacks in the league. And, I mean, I prefer the guys who'll bring it, like you, but it seems they're few and far between.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I feel like, for one, I think it's a lack of probably good, sound coaches around the country. And then, too, I feel like when you look at some of the drills that a lot of these guys are doing that they're posting to social media, it's like those aren't drills that transfer to you being successful on the field.
Mm.
And one of the things that I always tried to do was that, you know, I didn't want to waste my time working out, right? So when I went out there to work out, where it was off season during the summertime, I did drills specifically that mimic movements that would make me be successful out there on the field. And
smart.
I just did that over and over and over and over again. And a lot of times it would be boring, but that's not what it's about. It's about trying to be effective. And I felt like that was effective for me. And that's something that I try to, you know, teach to some of these youngsters as well.
What players in the league right now do you follow that you feel like play the game the right way?
Man, you know, I'm a big Minka Fitzpatrick up in with the Steelers. I feel like he's a guy that can play safety, play corner, play in the inside. And see, that's another thing too, John, that I think that's important, right? I felt like I was just a corner. I wasn't a left corner. I wasn't a right corner. It was like, you know, just put me out there on the field because, you know, when I first came into the league, it was like, hey, I'm just trying to play. So if that's inside, okay, I can take on that challenge. And I think if you train your mind like that and you're doing that in some of the things that you're working out when you're working out, it'll help you be successful out there. So I think Fitzpatrick, Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey, he's another guy as well.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Bobby Taylor with us here on WIP. Bobby, I loved earlier when you said free agents, you're referring to the Eagles, you said free agents we brought in. I mean, it's obvious you still bleed in Eagles green, and I'm curious – what did it mean to you, Bobby, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple years ago? As someone who bled green as a player for 9 years and still is a, you know, an Eagle at heart, what did it mean to you when the Eagles won?
Oh, I won. When the Eagles won, I won.
That's awesome.
I mean, short from getting the ring, I mean, that championship, I felt like I was a part of that as well. Not to say that I made any plays, but – I mean, I'm an Eagle to the day I die, like, period, point blank. I mean, I know I played the 1 year in Seattle or what have you, and, you know, this is crazy to me, right? There are guys that I know that played in the NFL that are, say, fans of teams that they didn't even play for. And to me, that's like, that's crazy to me. that would never happen, you know, in my life for me personally. But, yeah, I'm an Eagle fan through and through.
I'm assuming that you feel the NFL has gone a little overboard with the pass interference rules. Just taking a guess.
You know what? You know what? To a certain degree, right? I just think it's tough. It's always been tough. I can remember when we were in training camp and the refs would come through and they would show a video of the rules of emphasis.
Yeah.
And we would be the stars of the video. Myself, Troy, Al Harris, Dalton. And I'm like,
Al Harris was definitely the star of those videos.
Hey, you know, a funny little deal. I just talked, you know, Al, he's the DB coach in Dallas right now.
No way.
Oh, that's bad news.
Go figure. Al is the DB coach in Dallas for the Cowboys right now.
hey, Bobby.
I didn't realize that.
Bobby, all you guys from back in the day, and I'm involving the, you know, whether it's Trot or Hugh, you know, some of the prime guys on defense and others. Do you have a text chain talking football, talking Eagles? How often do you guys communicate as a group?
Oh yeah, all the time. We talk, we congratulate each other, we get on each other's cases. I mean, we didn't just work together. And I mean that. We didn't just work together. When we left the field, we would go to dinner together. We still stay in contact for guys' birthdays. And you know, if guys need some support here and there as far as an introduction or what have you, I mean, we really stay in contact. And that was just a special time. I know for me, those were some special guys that I played with, and, you know, their family.
It's awesome. That's great. Bobby, it's great. Again, the website for everyone to get involved in Bobby Taylor's initiative here with the NFL and with Gen Youth is flag.genyouthnow.org. And this is, again, to nominate your favorite sports coach or PE teacher for the 2021-2022 NFL IFS Coach of the Year Award, a great initiative to honor people that a lot of times don't get enough recognition from schools or communities that do a great job helping all of us as we grow up to become the men or women that people become. So, Bobby, hats off to you for being involved in this. A wonderful trip with you here down memory lane with some of the Eagle stuff. And I love hearing you bleed green, man, as always. Bobby, great stuff. Thanks, pal.
Yes, sir. Go Birds.
There he is.
Thanks, go Birds.
Mr. Bobby Taylor. Great stuff right there with Bobby
Unbelievable
Taylor.
Football player.
That was great, man.
That was awesome.
And him and Troy as a combo with Al Harris as the third guy, that was unbelievable.
It's awesome. He's still doing stuff with Troy. Yeah. Like, working with that, that was really cool to hear.
Listen, and Troy is, I mean, he's...
Troy might be a commissioner.
He's
like,
really...
he's on his way, man.
I've told you guys. He's really, really, really high up in the NFL.
And his answer about the Super Bowl and what it meant, like, that was really awesome to hear. He's like, I won. I won the Super Bowl. Like, that was a really cool thing to hear, at
what
least
it meant
for me.
To him. Yeah, I agree with you, James. Believe me, I'm with you 100% on that. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up, we will revisit one of the most controversial decisions in the past 2 years in Philadelphia sports. Which decision? How we view it now? We'll get into it next. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.